More than 60 anti-war demonstrators were arrested from in front of the White House on Monday. Timed to coincide with the anniversary of the war in Afghanistan, demonstrators included members of Witness Against Torture, Activist Response Team and Veterans for Peace, and National Campaign for Nonviolent Resistance. An estimated 500 people gathered at the White House to protest the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and to request a meeting with President Barack Obama. Some of the demonstrators chained themselves to the White House fence and some lay prone on the sidewalk, while some even demonstrated the gruesome nature of waterboarding as others demanded an end to the wars.
We have family members here who've lost their children in Afghanistan and in Iraq and who are against these wars, and veterans from Iraq and from previous wars who are against these wars. And it's something that the American public is turning against in a way that it wasn't before the last election. We didn't have a majority of Americans against occupying Afghanistan before the most recent election, but we do now. And it's important for our elected officials to listen to us now. There's not much hope, I think, of the president doing so, but perhaps our members in Congress will. And last Thursday, 22 Congress members put in a bill that said no more money, at least for an escalation in Afghanistan. That's a start. That's a beginning of the right approach.
This is marking yet another anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan, and we're here to say that we voted for this president because we want an end to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're actually talking about sending another 40,000 troops, and we're saying that's insane. So we're here to say health care, not warfare. We need this money at home for education, health care, infrastructure, fixing our country, and we should put money into Afghanistan for the needs of the people and not for more warfare. We're also concerned that Guantanamo is still open, Bagram is still a prison where people have no due process. We want a different face of the American people towards the rest of the world. We thought Obama was going to do it. It's a lot of pretty words, but we want action. Here we are talking about a reform of the healthcare system in the United States. We're not going to even have money for reform if we keep pouring our money into militarization. We're spending billions and billions of dollars. We're wasting it on wars where people don't want us, and we could be putting that money into a really good health system that provides health care for all in the United States.
The action against the wars was planned for this date because we're about to go into the ninth year in Afghanistan, and we think eight is more than enough. The health care issue has been on the agenda, but we didn't know that there would be this press conference this morning. It simply worked out that way, and worked out well, I think, because a majority of Americans are on the right side on both of these issues, and yet rarely do you get to make the connection. There's no bill in Congress that says, take the money from the wars, give it to the health care. There should be. It could be done. But this was an excellent convergence of the issues.
Your violation of regulations is applicable to this area. You have exceeded the 25-person limit. You must leave the concourse of the White House sidewalk now. All persons remaining on the concourse of the White House sidewalk will be arrested.
The arrests took place following repeated requests to move back from the sidewalk by park police, citing violation of permit laws. According to park police officials, those arrested were cited and released. David Swanson, author of the book Daybreak, who was also arrested today, later said that the demonstrators did not move back because they chose to exercise their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech.